It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's time for the race to the bottom of the NFL. And they're off. Take a look at this impressive group of NFL bottom feeders heading into this weekend's games. From the AFC, it's the Miami Dolphins at 2-6, followed by the New England Patriots at 2-7. On the outside, the Cleveland Browns at 2-7. The Tennessee Titans falling behind at 2-6. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 2-7. The Las Vegas Raiders also at 2-7. And as we take the first turn and head toward the backstretch, in the NFC, it's the New York Giants at 2-7. Carolina Panthers at 2-7. And the New Orleans Saints are in last place at 2-7. Oh my! An incredible 9 of the NFL's 32 teams are now in a sprint to the finish line in order to secure one of the top college football players in next spring's draft. The NFL's trade deadline on Tuesday of this week saw many of these losing teams shed one or more of their talented but expensive veteran players in deals with likely playoff contenders. And though a few of these franchises were expected to struggle again this season, the current group of 9 laggards includes 4 teams which finished with winning records in 2023. The Cleveland Browns and the Miami Dolphins both posted 11-6 records last year and earned a spot in the playoffs. Jacksonville and New Orleans both finished 9-8, winning records last year too. Pro football teams in those 4 cities had some high hopes for the 2024 season. But what's gone wrong with these former contenders? First, my New Orleans Saints. No team came out of the chute faster than this year's Saints. The Hoodats raced out to a 47-10 demolition of the Carolina Panthers in Week 1 and then went to Big D to destroy the Dallas Cowboys 44-19 in Week number 2. And with this 2-0 start, Saints fans were practically giddy with the prospect of mounting a playoff run this year in the NFL. Then several key injuries started to pop up, and perhaps that early season offensive magic may have just been an illusion too. Saints' new offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak had introduced a bag of new tricks for opponents to figure out during the opening weeks. Those NFL teams are notoriously quick to learn the opposing team's tendencies and make defensive adjustments from week to week. And wow, they have. In the past 7 games, all losses, the Saints' offense has averaged a paltry 16.6 points a game. Unless your defense is as good as this year's Pittsburgh Steelers, you're not going to win very many games without putting up more than 20 points in the NFL. This week, the New Orleans Saints fired their head coach Dennis Allen after the team's 7th straight loss. Now, he was in his 3rd season in the Crescent City and had posted a mediocre 18-25 record with the Saints. This was also his 2nd head coaching gig in the NFL, and he was fired back in 2014, 10 years ago, from the Raiders after going 8-28. The Saints' current quarterback, Derek Carr, was the rookie starting quarterback for the Raiders back in 2014 as that team finished 3-13. Coach Dennis Allen was fired after that season as well. Fun fact for you, Saints quarterback Derek Carr is now the only NFL quarterback to have lost to 31 of the 32 teams in the league. And on December 29th, he can go for the sweep as he gets an opportunity to make it 32-32 as the Saints play host to the Las Vegas Raiders, Carr's former team. Next up on our disappointment list, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Another team which was expected to be competing for a 2024 playoff spot was Jacksonville. The Jaguars have fallen behind by double digits early in several games this year. These slow starts have forced their offense to pass the ball more in an effort to catch up, and that doesn't seem to work well. In June, quarterback Trevor Lawrence signed a huge 5-year, $275 million contract extension in Jacksonville. Making $55 million per season is wonderful for the quarterback, but that represents nearly 25% of the team's 53-man payroll. The Jaguars' defense is giving up the 3rd most points in the NFL this year, and when the offense is forced to score more than 28 points a game just to have a chance, that generally spells doom in most games. By the way, only Carolina, giving up 33 points per game, and Dallas at 28.1 have allowed more points per game this season than Jacksonville has. Sprinkle in some untimely injuries and we now have another head coach on the hot seat. This time it's Doug Peterson, the former Northeast Louisiana, now UL Monroe, quarterback. And unless his team turns things around in the second half of the season, he is likely to be fired soon. Our third sad sack team coming out the chute this year, the Cleveland Browns. The Browns have already lost more games, 7 by the halfway point, than they did in all of 2023's regular season. These 2024 Cleveland Browns appear to be waving the white flag of surrender right now. This week, Cleveland traded one of their top defensive linemen, Za'Darius Smith, to the Detroit Lions for a lowly fifth-round pick next spring. That 10-year veteran makes about $11 million per season, so Cleveland appears to be trying to save some money for some other potential offseason moves. What caused this collapse on Lake Erie this year? It could be the bad karma that seems to be associated with the Cleveland Browns giving up their draft choices to Houston to sign quarterback Deshaun Watson 3 seasons ago. You might remember that Watson put himself into a lot of legal hot water in Houston during the COVID-shortened 2020 season. He was sued by 22 different women for alleged sexual misconduct. After spending millions of dollars to settle most of those civil suits, the Browns curiously bet their future on making a deal to acquire this former Texans quarterback back in 2022. As he came to Cleveland, Deshaun Watson also signed a fully guaranteed 5-year contract extension for $230 million. In return, the Texans received Cleveland's number one draft picks in 2022, 2023, and yes, in 2024, plus a few other lower picks. And Houston utilized those draft picks to sign some very talented rookies and quickly improved their fortunes. The Texans made the playoffs last year in 2023 and are heading in the same direction in 2024. Meanwhile, Cleveland's dreams have been shattered by Watson's poor play and frequent injuries. The quarterback has gone just 9-10 as a starter for the Browns since 2022, and he's yet to play in more than 7 games in any one season. And the Browns will owe Deshaun Watson $92 million on that contract through 2026. His current agreement makes him virtually untradeable. Oh my. Number 4, the Miami Dolphins. Finn fans were licking their chops as this 2024 NFL season began. After going 11-6 last year in 2023, the Miami Dolphins were expected to challenge Buffalo for the top spot in the AFC East and even contend for the conference championship. After scoring more than 29 points per game last season, these 2024 Dolphins are averaging just half of that total, 15.5 points a game, through the first 9 games of this year. The widely discussed and often concussed quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, suffered another head injury in week number 2 of this year, and Miami proceeded to lose 4 of their next 5 games. Even after their starting quarterback returned to the lineup, the Dolphins had then dropped their last 2 games as well. Unlike the other 3 teams we've discussed today, the Miami Dolphins actually have a favorable remaining schedule and could win several more games if they're able to improve their offensive output. Miami's head coach Mike McDaniel was considered one of the NFL's top young coaches in the past 2 years, but if the Dolphins don't rally in the second half of this year, he might become a coaching casualty by January. But what about those other 5 bad teams? Let's face it. The New England Patriots, Tennessee Titans, Las Vegas Raiders, New York Giants, and the Carolina Panthers had some low expectations for 2024, and they have not disappointed. The New England Patriots picked a top quarterback, Drake May, last spring, and he's played well at times. The Tennessee Titans fired their highly respected coach Mike Vrabel after last season's disappointing 6-11 finish. It's obvious that Vrabel was not the problem, though, as this team has continued to get worse this year. Scoring just 17 points a game on offense, the Titans have also turned the ball over 17 times in 8 games, and that's your formula for a 2-6 team. The Las Vegas Raiders are nearly identical to the Titans. The Raiders lead the league in turnovers with 18 through their first 9 games, and they score just 18 points a game as well. And that explains your 2-7 record. But the Raiders recently traded their top receiver, Davante Adams, to the New York Jets. That means they're clearly tanking in 2024 in hopes of finding a new quarterback and/or top receiver in next spring's NFL draft. The New York Giants head coach Brian Daboll was the NFL Coach of the Year just 2 years ago in 2022. After turning the Giants from 4-13 into a 9-7 playoff team during 2022, the G-Men fell back to 6-11 in 2023. Star running back Saquon Barkley then signed with NFC East rival Philadelphia in the offseason. And these 2024 New York Giants have the lowest scoring offense, just 15 points a game, in the entire NFL. For some reason, quarterback Daniel Jones was signed to a four-year, $160 million contract extension in 2023. So fans of the Giants are ready to dump their generally ineffective quarterback and start off with a brand new rookie signal caller in 2025. The Carolina Panthers hoped that their number one overall pick in the 2023 draft, Bryce Young, would become their quarterback for the next decade. Though Young is a talented player, he's taken a literal beating in Carolina in his first 2 years. He could use a fresh start with a team which has a solid offensive line. Hello, Pittsburgh? Expect the Panthers to lay low for the remainder of this season and limp to the finish line in hopes of landing another top quarterback in the NFL draft next spring. Which team will try to lose the most games for the NFL's top college pick in 2025? Ooh, this is going to be fun. This is shaping up to be a real horse race. All the way to the finish line. I'm Swamp Swami.
Oh, no. Ed, look at yourself.
Revolting, huh?
How could you get so dirty?
Well, you know I'm trying to lose 40 pounds so Chiquita will go for me.
Yes.
So I went to the park to run it off.
What park?
Santa Anita. I came in second.